Jeff Porter Show with FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Still to come on the program, Dale Jackson from Yellowhammer News. And I hear he has a radio show in Huntsville. He'll be with us in the 10 o'clock hour. And then Jerry Carl, we'll talk to him in the 11 o'clock hour. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us here in the Fairhope Bureau, always a pleasure, our good friend Jennifer Fidler, state lawmaker from Silver Hill, my state lawmaker, is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for making time. Thanks for coming by. How was your 4th?
That was peaceful. It was awesome. I loved it. Happy birthday, America. 249 years old. I got to watch that morning. Fox Business had some history on how we formed the country, and it was pretty interesting. It's called Legends and Lies. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. So, and you know, sometimes I'll leave it on, and they run it like regularly, but I leave it on in here usually, Fox Business throughout the day, and it's like Kelsey Grammer, and they'll do a lot of that stuff, but
yeah, it was good stuff. I got to kind of catch up on that, visit with some friends. I was out of town, but watermelon and water, you know, that's what I like to do on the 4th.
We went North Alabama, went hunting for tomatoes, my 4th-year-old and I. We went to Speaker Ledbetter's thing and then a couple minor league baseball games, both with their own fireworks, and then coming back looking for Sand Mountain tomatoes. So that was part of the adventure.
Did you find them?
We went to a place, Chandler Mountain, which I'm told is better. And it's way off the interstate, way off the beaten path. And I got like a humongous box of them.
So y'all be canning tomatoes this week.
I don't know what we're going to do with all those tomatoes. They're not really our forte here, so we'll figure out. We did tomato sandwiches for dinner last night, but that was part of the adventure on the 4th. It was the 5th of July, technically, when we were making the trek back to Fairhope.
Well, you know, we used to have a tomato lady that sat on Church Street, and I'm sure people miss her around here, Jeff.
Really?
So you'll know. Yeah. Yeah, we had...
there's some Fairhope lore for you.
There you go. The story... Can I tell a quick story?
Sure. We got a lot of time here.
I'm 15 the day before I turn 16, and my dad sends me to downtown Fairhope to sell some watermelons and cantaloupes. And I'm all excited because my dad's just giving me permission to drive in town. So I go into town, set up over here by the Nut Building, which is where the library is, Bancroft. And I got my signs out and got my watermelons and cantaloupes all positioned out to have big sales. And I'm there 40 minutes and a police officer comes. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, and he just says, you know, you cannot sell vegetables and produce here. You have to sell them on Church Street, where the tomato lady sits. Church is right off Fairhope. It's where the mural is now.
Right.
You know, Fairhope Hardware, the old Fairhope Hardware. So I just said, yes, sir. Well, after he got out of sight, I just packed up and drove directly home. And I had to get on to my dad because he had left. I said, if I get a ticket, I will not be able to get my driver's license. Of course, the next day, I turned 16. And I went and got my driver's license, but and then
so you're like driving around with no license and
a permit. And I grew up on a farm, so I mean I had been driving for I'd been driving since I was 10.
Hey, a little dirt on Oppo Research. Here
on, there's my dirt
Fidler. You know.
There's some dirt. I have done something illegal. There you go.
I think that's pretty mild.
and I think we're out of, what is the statute of limitations.
You're in good shape.
But
there.
We could probably use some tomatoes down there, Jeff.
Well, they do. They do the farmer's market there by the library.
Yes. Yeah. So Sherry and I, whenever we were working at the city, we actually traveled to Birmingham, looked at the Dr. Pepper, what's the Coca-Cola place, and the the farmer's market in downtown Birmingham.
Yeah. It was like Buffalo Rock.
Pepper Plate. Yes. Anyway, we were there, checked it out, kind of went together, and then she started it like the next year. So she was over all the events and those sorts of things, and me being the public works director, we kind of put our heads together and figured out that's where it was going to be behind the library in that cool little circle there.
Still going strong these days.
It's going strong. You guys ought to go out and visit. I actually think we've got it Thursday on these Thursday. Yeah, Fairhope Farmers Market's going on this month. So, yeah, so 3 to 7 or 3 to 5, something like that.
Yeah, one of our mutual friends there, sells tomatoes there at we're always having to go get his creations.
Well, you could probably sell some of those tomatoes to him if you got to me, or you do have somebody.
We have a lot of tomatoes, but not enough to go sell. Okay. You know, we got like a 25 pound box, you know. And I it was just like, it was a recommendation. I was talking about it, and the Smith Tomato Farm on Chandler Mountain, and I thought, okay, I'll check this out. Put it in GPS. And we get off the road right past Gadsden on 59. Steele, Alabama is where it is. And I'm going down these like two-lane little tiny, and then the road goes to one lane. I'm like, there's no way there's anything out here at all. You go around the corner, and it's just like this big structure, and it's just a parking lot just full of people buying these tomatoes like crazy.
Well, yeah, I would love to some canned tomatoes. I would actually love to can some because they are so good canned.
We'll give you a few before you go. We got plenty here.
Okay, thank you. I was just waiting for you to say that.
Well,
offer.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
As many as you want here. So we'll make do during the break. What's going on here? It's like now we're like. You know, we're under a year out from primary elections, but all these candidates are starting to show up down here. These statewide officials really pounding the pavement. General Marshall down here running for United States Senate. And Governor Ainsworth not running, but he'll be here next week. But it's picking up.
Yeah, it was good to see Attorney General Marshall in our area. He was at the South Baldwin Republican Women and the Point Clear Republican Women. And the Eastern Shore Republican Women will have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth at their meeting this month. If you're not involved, anybody out there, the ladies or men, we have got four now Republican women groups. There's one in North Baldwin. Now that's just started up. There's South Baldwin, Point Clear, and Eastern Shore Republican Women. So, and all have, well, most of them have over 100 members in each club. So the North Baldwin Republican Women, they're just starting. So they do not have that many. But everybody else has got a great club going. Point Clear Republican Women will have a big fish fry where we'll have Congressman Barry Moore, and all the proceeds for that go to the Veterans Court. So they give thousands of dollars to the Veterans Court.
They do this every year with the fish fry.
I do, yeah. Now, and Eastern Shore Republican Women was doing it, I think, and then now Point Clear Republican Women's been doing it. But they, they're very active. So if anybody's wanting to get involved, you know, that's your plug for the Republican Women groups. And I get to go and listen to some of our statewide speakers just like everybody else. And it's always entertaining, always a good time. And you're with fellow Republicans or...
Well, I am told on August 14th, I'm not sure where yet, that I'll be hosting or moderating the Fairhope Meet and Greet for mayor and city council candidates on August 14th.
Oh, wow.
That's the rumor. We'll find out more details in the coming days. But municipal elections are kind of interesting. It's really, you got one really potentially contentious one down at the beach, down at Orange Beach, mayoral election. They have a lot of city council candidates here in Fairhope, but it seems relatively calm compared to past election cycles for this area.
Yeah, probably. So if you look at the past, not too distant past, but I mean, still, you know, people raising their heads and getting out there and
raising. We have like 15% turnout for these municipal elections. And it's always crazy to me. I mean, there's signs everywhere, and I bet I'm in a bubble, so I don't know. People don't get engaged in these local elections.
It's probably more than other places, though.
Yeah, I would.
Because we are more politically, I think, engaged here.
Well, I think you just have people that move here recently. So then you see this, like, this is how it was when I was growing up in Shelby County when it was kind of going through its boom. You get here and you don't really know what's going on. You haven't had time to really get acclimated to the local politics. So you're more engaged on federal, maybe even state stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if you don't know the history and the players and what's happened in the last 10 or 15 years beforehand, I mean, are you making the good decision on the future, you know, of the city when you kind of hadn't understood or know the backstory? I get that. I mean, and that's kind of reasonable.
Like generational, right? Oh, I buy gumbo from this guy for decades or whatever. Like in Daphne, it was, well, you know, like I was always told, you really got to focus on everything kind of to the west of Highway 98. That's where the people who vote, and even though the gross east, they're relatively new. They're still getting their sea legs under them, figuring out all the nuances of the community, you know?
That makes sense. You know, really hadn't thought about it that way, but yes, that makes a lot of sense. So you're west of 98. It's going to be your old timers, the people that have been here for a little while.
Yeah.
They've settled and I've been here more than 10 years.
Tell you, they remember Greeno Road when it was a dirt road.
Yeah, those. There's not many of those out there, Jeff.
There's a few of those at my church who love to tell me they love to tell these stories of old Fairhope and the way it used to be before you city slickers came here and settled.
Yeah, that's right. Talking about the library, you know, it's about to celebrate, what, almost 20 years? So 18 years ago is when it was. Is that right? We were talking about it the other day because I remember how controversial it was to build a library of that magnitude and size, because it was like the biggest library on this side of Nashville, Tennessee, is what they were saying. And the city worried that, you know, the books, and we love the library, but are we going to be able to maintain it?
Oh.
Paying for it is one thing. You know, building a structure is one thing. But when you build a structure of that magnitude, the maintenance cost on something like that. And as the public works director, I can tell you, you know, in the beginning, we had issues, you know, of the, you know, there were some things. And it's such a gorgeous building.
So 18 years ago, that would have been what, 07? I remember from then about Fairhope was the Walmart controversy.
That was a big one.
And, oh, yeah.
Big store coming in.
That was all anybody wanted to talk about. And it was, I was living in Mobile, and people just kind of laughed at, you know, those people in Fairhope thinking they're too good for their Walmart. And then, I guess, you got what you got today.
Yeah. There was like a whole, like a, you know, people stood, you know, side by side, not like, you know, banning the Walmart. Yeah, that was a big deal. And the reason why is because it was a big box. And the people here wanted to support small business, which is so important to the economy. So they just worried that, you know, competition from a big box store was going to, you know.
Well, it seems like they're doing pretty well. I know Walmart's on the outskirts there, but it doesn't seem like it really shut a lot of businesses down.
It didn't seem like it did. There is a certain competition that Walmart gives the small businesses, but it's, you know, you've got the personal service in these small businesses in town that you just don't get at Walmart. It, you know, you got different things. You go out there for different things. And we had more people coming from other areas as well, you know, from other parts of the community that didn't need to go back into town for things. So I think it fit the, I mean, it's certainly done well.
Everything wound up being fine. You know, it wasn't the calamity that it was made out to be, but.
But it was controversial. And the other huge controversy that kind of over this whole area for a while was the Triangle property, probably 40 years, 30 or 40 years. The Triangle property is where U.S. 98 comes in and Section Street and 104. It's the property now that the city bought, was able to buy. But that was very controversial because there was another big box store planned potentially in that area. Mayor Nix, way back, was... It was just very controversial. We've probably spent a lot of time in court, you know, over some things that, you know, on that property, pertaining to that property. So the city being able to use it as a park, I think, was a win-win for everyone.
Could you imagine they put some kind of big box there? I know they're putting a roundabout in now. And
there's plans. They were drawing up plans, you know.
That would have been just a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I mean, you know. So my... 4-year-old goes to school at St. James. I have to deal with it every day during the school year.
But so the Publix that is there was going to be at the Triangle. So, and it ended up being across the street. So yeah, it was interesting times. And you know, back then everything was in the paper. So, you know, we all got the papers and, you know, it would be on front page, all the controversies and the...
I'm sure that was a very conservative, right-of-center presentation. Be facetious. Let's get a break in here. We got Jennifer Fiddler here for a few more minutes. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Dale Jackson coming up in the next hour, and then Jerry Carl in the 11 o'clock hour. If you still want to get in, 251-343-0106 be in touch with the program. Legislative-wise, I know off-season, but you guys still meet and talk, right?
We're still meeting and talking, yeah. The Southern Legislative Conference is actually coming up at the latter part of July, I guess the back part of July. So those type things we'll discuss a lot of policies, and there'll be other people, other legislators from other states that'll be there speaking policy, but that'll be a good time for us to see our colleagues, you know, across the state and visit with them and talk policy and some new ideas.
You're starting to see a lot of pre-filed bills right now too.
You know, I haven't looked at all those. So
a lot of them are repeats from last year.
They should be, yeah, because we had so many that were some good bills that were not able to get through the Senate.
We got to get some local legislation done. This has to be the year, or this coming up year has to be the year.
I think our biggest thing on local legislation is making sure that the folks in the north of the county have the hospital tax. We've got the North Baldwin County Hospital, that a portion of the millage tax that is paid for by the residents in Daphne and Spanish Fort, mostly Spanish Fort North, Baymanette, they're all able to use that rural hospital up there, and there's a portion of their taxes that go to help fund the North Baldwin Hospital. So we need a vote. We need to get that passed on the local law, because to be able for the people to be able to vote on it in the next election, which is going to be the one, you know, we are all on the ballot
right
with. So that I think is probably going to be, it was one we really wanted to get passed this year to give the folks up there enough time to make sure it got on the ballot, no issues. But we have to have that passed. It's so important for, you know, rural hospital, our rural hospital here in Baldwin County. But we'll see what other local stuff comes up.
Well, one more thing before we get you out of here. Our buddy Cliff McCollum.
Yeah, Cliff, we said goodbye to Cliff. He's going to be here for another week or two. But Cliff served as a legislative director down there.
Sometimes he's listening, but I'll get a text from him occasionally.
Well, we want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Cliff and all his service for the people, for our legislative delegation. He served here with our body for a number of years, you know, 6 years maybe. Yeah. So we appreciate
from Opelika. So she's an Auburn fan, but those made me laugh. We're going to miss him. Yeah. Representative, thank you for coming by. We will do it again in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Jeff.
State Representative Jennifer Fidler, we'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me,